Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 22, Verse Number 37. Translations and purports by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. You have to excuse me, I hope nobody gets envious. I have designer glasses here. They came from a Courtauld house in Paris. Tatvam Narendra Jagatam Ata Tatushanam Cha.
Tatvam Narendra Jagatam Ata Tatushanam
Cha. Dehendriyashu Dishanat Mabir Avritanam. Yad she travit tapataya ride vishwag aviha. Pratyak chakashti bhagavamstam evahi sosmi. Tatvam nerendra jagatamata. Tashtushamscha. Dahendriyashu Dishanat Mabir Abritanam. Ya She Travitapataya Ride Vishwag Aviha. Pratyak chakashti bhagavamstam avehi sosmi. Tatvam narendra jagatam ata tatushamscha. Dehendriyashu dishanat mabir avritanam. Ya Shetravit Tapataya Ride Vishwag Aviha. Prakya Chakashti Bhagavamstam Avehi Sosvi. Sure, go ahead. I already tried it. Yeah, I already tried it, but if you can do it, go ahead.
Shamscha.
Chakasti Bhagavam Stamabehi Sosmi. Anyone else? Ladies? No one there? Okay. Tat. Therefore. Twam. You. Anara Indra. O best of kings. Jagatam. Of the moving. Atta, therefore, Ta Tusham, the immovable, Cha, also, Deha, body, Indriya, senses, Ashu, life air, Dishana, by consideration, Atmabi, self-realization. Avrittanam, those who are covered in that way. Ya, one who. Kshetravit, the knower of the field. Tapataya, by controlling. Riddhi, within the heart. Vishvak, everywhere. Aviha, manifest. Pratyak, in every hair follicle. Chakashti, shining. Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead. Tam, unto him. Avehi, try to understand. Sam Asmi, I am that. Translation. Sanat Kumara advised the king, therefore, my dear king, Prithu, try to understand the supreme personality of Godhead who is living within everyone's heart, along with the individual soul, in each and every body, either moving or not moving. The individual souls are fully covered by the gross material body and subtle body made of the life air and intelligence. Repeat after me. Sanat Kumara advised the king. Therefore, my dear King Prithu, try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is living within everyone's heart, along with the individual soul, in each and every body, either moving or not moving. The individual souls are fully covered by the gross material body and the subtle body made of the life, air, and intelligence. This is our plight. Purport. In this verse, it is specifically advised that instead of wasting time in the human form of life, endeavoring for economic development and sense gratification, one should try to cultivate spiritual values by understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is existing with the individual soul within everyone's heart. The individual soul and the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his Paramatma feature are both situated within this body, which is covered by gross and subtle elements. To understand this is to attain actual spiritual culture. There are two ways of advancing in spiritual culture, by the method of the impersonalist philosophers and by devotional service. The impersonalists come to the conclusion that he and the Supreme Spirit are one, whereas devotees, or personalists, realize the absolute truth by understanding that because the absolute truth is the supreme predominator, and we living entities are predominated, our duty is to serve him. The Vedic injunctions say, tat tvam asi, you are the same. And so, hum, I am the same. The impersonalist conception of these mantras is that the Supreme Lord, or the Absolute Truth, and the living entity are one. But from the devotee's point of view, these mantras assert that both the Supreme Lord and ourselves are of the same quality. Tat tvam asi asyam atma brahma. Both the Supreme Lord and the living entity are spirit. Understanding this is self-realization. The human form of life is meant for understanding the Supreme Lord in oneself by spiritual cultivation of knowledge. One should not waste valuable life simply engage in economic development and sense gratification. In this verse, the word Kshetravid is also important. This word is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Idam shariram kunteya kshetram it yabhidhyate. The body is called kshetra, the field of activities. And the proprietor of the body, the individual soul, and the proprietors of the body, the individual soul and the supersoul sitting within the body are both called kshetravit. But there is a difference between the two kinds of kshetravit. One kshetravit, or knower of the body, namely the paramatma, or the supersoul, is directing the individual soul. When we rightly take the directions of the supersoul, our life becomes successful. He is directing us from within and from without. From within, he is directing us as Chaita Guru, or the spiritual master sitting within the heart. Indirectly, he is also helping the living entities by manifesting himself as the spiritual master outside. In both ways, the Lord is giving directions to the living entity so that he may finish up his material activities and come back home back to God. The presence of the Supreme Soul and the individual soul within the body can be perceived by anyone by the fact that as long as the individual soul and the supersoul are both living within the body is always shining and fresh. But as soon as the supersoul and the individual soul give up possession of the gross body, it immediately decomposes. One who is spiritually advanced can thus understand the real difference between a dead body and a living body. In conclusion, one should not waste his time by so-called economic development and sense gratification, but should cultivate spiritual knowledge to understand the supersoul and the individual soul and their relationship. In this way, by advancement of knowledge, one can achieve liberation in the ultimate goal of life. It is said that if one takes to the path of liberation, even rejecting his so-called duties in the material world, he is not a loser at all. But a person who does not take to the path of liberation, yet carefully executes economic development and sense gratification, loses everything. Narada's statement before Vyasadeva is appropriate in this connection. Chaktva swadharma charanam bhujam hareya bhajan apakvalta patet yitoto yati yata kwa vabhadram abud amushim kim kovarta apto bhajatam swadharmataha. If a person, out of sentiment for some other reason, takes to the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and in due course of time does not succeed in coming to the ultimate goal of life, or falls down due to lack of experience, there is no loss. But for a person who does not take to devotional service yet executes his material duties very nicely, there is no gain. Om Gyana Chandrandasya Gyanan Jana Shalapaya Chakshu Umminitanyena Kaishmai Shri Udvaina Maha Shri Chaitanya Manobi Stam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Bhakada Mayam Dadanti Swapadanti Kam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitamtam Sajivam Shahadvaitam Shadvahutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Scha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Takta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishubhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchaka Patrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation: Sanat Kumara advised the king, therefore, my dear king Prithu, try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is living within everyone's heart along with the individual soul, and each and every body, either moving or not moving. The individual souls are fully covered by the gross material body and subtle body made of the life air and intelligence. Thank you very much for coming. Hare Krishna. Before speaking, I like to offer, it's my habit, to offer three verses for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. I hope the Vaishnavas will indulge me. Mama ratna vinigbhavam ratnanya parichin vrataha hasatu shantu jaremi na swaswanta vinoda kret. The saintly devotees who are assembled here, you may laugh at me. It is okay, you can laugh at me, because I am trying to be a ratnavig, a jewel merchant. Here in this verse by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the jewels that are being discussed are not the jewels of emeralds, rubies, diamonds, pearls, and sapphires. The jewels that are being discussed are the jewel-like shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So the saintly devotees who are assembled here, you may laugh at me. It is okay. You can laugh at me. Because I'm trying to be a jewel merchant when everyone knows that I know nothing about jewels. Still, even if you do laugh at me, Jeremy, nah, I will feel no shame. Because at the very least, I will have performed the wonderful, pious activity of entertaining the Vaishnavas by making them laugh. Namaste vaidushyapi napi vaktir virakti raktir natatapi loyas durgamam eva bhavadmi vedas tut yarta chintamini rasi gridnuha. I have no wisdom. I have no detachment. You simply have to look at my belly to see that. nor do I have any bhakti. Yet still, despite these great disqualifications, I have this need. I have this greed. I want to steal. I want to rescue. I want to obtain by hook or crook the philosopher's stone. In mythology, philosopher's stone is a stone that if you possess it, you do not die. So, I want to get this philosopher's stone. By hook or crook, I want to get this philosopher's stone of the very powerful, impotent Vedic prayers and slokas, which, by the way, can award immortality. I want to steal these shlokas from the mighty fortress of the Srimad Bhagavatam in which they are kept. Name nichayatam avivekavayu pravartate patayitum balakche likham yatam swami sanatana shri Krishnangribastamba Kritambalambaha. While commenting on the Srimad Bhagavatam, if the wind of my indiscretion, which would be my plain inability to omit before all the assembled Vaishnavas my very, very lowly position, if the wind of this indiscretion threatens to knock me down, what else can I do? I simply have to hold on to the effulgent pillar of the lotus feet of my predecessor gurus and acharyas, such as Sridhar Swami, Sanatan Goswami, and finally I must simply hold on to the effulgent feet of Lord Sri Krishna himself. So, here in this verse, lots of information is given. Anorani an mahato mahiya. Anor means small. Anorani an, little tiny. Mahato Mahayan means very big, powerful. Anoryanita Mahato Mahayan. Atmasya Jantor. Jantor means tree. Atmasya in this case means the body. Atmasya Jantor Nihito Guya Ham. Deep inside, hidden deep inside. Huh? Hidden deep inside. Not easily perceived, not easily seen, hidden deep inside. Tamakratu pasyanti vidasho ko datu prasadam mahimanam atmanaha. So, this is Shruti mantra, not Shruti mantra. Comes from the Upanishads. There's a class of people in India, they're called the Aryan Samaj. They only accept Shruti Mantra. No Shruti Mantra. So this is bona fide mantra. Even the Aryan Samaj accepts it. They won't argue. They'll argue with Shruti Mantra. Huh? Shruti Mantra means, Shruti Mantra. They don't argue with Shruti Mantra. Therefore, when Prabhupada's ever trying to prove his point in the Bhagavad Gita, he'll often, if you read the purports, he'll quote Shruti Mantra to prove his point. So, both the Paramatma, the super soul, the big soul, and the Jivatma, the tiny small, the small soul, They are both seated within the heart on the tree of the body, both inside the body of all the living entities. Kind of hard to believe, huh? Only a person who has given up all material desires. Now here's the qualification, the intense qualification for perceiving the soul, these souls that are sitting within our body. One of the qualifications. So only a person who has given up all material desires as well as material lamentation. Vita shrota. Try that one. Try to give up all material lament. Only sudras lament, by the way, just in case you want to know about it. Brahmanas, they do not lament. Only sudras lament. Huh? Therefore, nahi prapasyami pamavabhujana chokamuchasana vindriyana vajjabhu. A joker, he's all choked up. Nahi prapasyami mama punuyadi chokam uchoshanam indriyanam avapyamu bhava asapatnam uridam rajasaranam apichari patyam. Krishna. Krishna. I can find no means to drive away this grief of my heart. Who am I gonna die? Oh my God, who am I gonna die? I can find no means to drive away this grief in my heart. Anybody know what that feels like? Huh? Raise your hands if you know what that feels like. Huh? I know what it feels like. Huh? Crying and crying. Hate to use a bad word, I'm gonna, it's terrible. I won't use the bad word. Spent many years as a truck driver. I learned many bad words as a truck driver in America. I have salty language, but I'm trying to give it up. When I was a truck driver, I used to use it. So, I can find no means to drive away this grief in my heart. I will not be able to dispel it. Even if I win an unrivaled, prosperous kingdom on the earth planet, with sovereignty like the demigods in heaven. This verse has two meanings. The first meaning is Krishna's looking at Arjuna and he's smiling. Why are you crying? This kind of tears is not worthy of an Aryan. Huh? Why are you crying? Asochan anvasochas tuam prajnavadams javasate gatasums ja. Nanusham chanti pandita. You're speaking learned words, Arjuna. But you're mourning for that which is not worthy of grief. Huh? Wait a second, hold it, time out. What do you mean it's not worthy of grief? I got my list of things that are worthy of grief, okay? My grandfather Bhishma is going to be annihilated in this battle, and he used to sit me on his... When I was a little tyke, little boy, grandmother Father Bhishma used to rock me in the cradle. You know, just to sit me on his lap and stroke my head. I can remember those days, Krishna. And he's going to die. My son Abhimanyu is going to be die. And not only die, he's going to be set upon by a pack of wolves. My son Abhimanyu. We can go down the list. Everybody who's going to die in the battle of Kurukshetra. And the answer to the question is everyone's going to die in the battle of Kurukshetra. All 640 million of them. 640 million of them. Except for a few Pandavas. and a few others. So, Arjuna, it's not worthy of grief? What do you think? How many think it's worthy of grief? How many raise your hand? Okay, you think so? You think so? I think so, huh? 640 million people dying on the battle of Kurukshetra, it's not worthy of grief? My loved ones, my brothers, my sisters, my cousin brothers, the Pandavas, they, among the Dhartarashtras, they had Dhartarashtras that were very close to. They didn't hate all the Dhartarashtras. Actually, the Pandavas didn't hate any of those people on the other side of the battlefield. There was no hate on their part. But some of the Dhartarashtras were good friends of Arjuna. They grew up together in the same household. Imagine if this community split in half and we had to kill each other, okay? There's a few people here and there I might want to try it to. But most of you I don't really want to kill, you know? Arjuna's in this situation, huh? A couple of you like to slap around, but killing, that's another story. So it's not worthy of grief. This is not worthy of grief. You see what Krishna does to his devotee. You want to join Krishna's pastimes, huh? You want to join Krishna's pastimes? Okay, get ready for a ride. How many want to join Krishna's pastime? Get ready. Okay, you want to join Krishna's pastimes? Get ready for a ride. Intense situations of Krishna's intense. Yeah, it's very intense. Therefore, an ease-loving life in Krishna consciousness does not go very ill together. Because Krishna's intense. He'll put you through things. So, while speaking learned words, you're mourning for that which is not worthy of grief. Okay, it's not worthy of grief. Arjuna has a different opinion. So this is sudra. Krishna says it's sudra. Now why is it sudra? Why? It seems logical he should be able to cry over this. Because it's not worthy of an Aryan. Because those who are learned, they never lament, neither for the living or the dead. Why? Because it's all illusion. Not that it's not real. There's a difference between illusion and not real, but it's illusion. Okay? They're going to die and they're going to wake up in another body in a little while. Whatever it may be, wherever it may be. And we're going to die and we're going to wake up in another body, in another place, maybe even another universe, maybe in another yuga, who knows? But we will wake up in another body. So therefore, what's the lamentation? So only a person who is free from all material desires as well as lamentation, by the mercy, the prasadam of the Supreme Lord, he can know the glories of the soul. He can know the glories of the soul. Gitanto. Yogina. There's a verse in the 15th chapter. Let me see if I can remember it. Yatanto yogina chainam pashant yant man yavastitam. Atma vastitam means a person who is situated in self-realization. Then it says, Yatanto pyakrit atmana. Yatanto pyakrit atmanya nainam pashanti chetasaha achetasaha. Not chetasaha, achetasaha. They don't have the brains. Achetasaha. The endeavoring transcendentalist, Krishna says in the 15th chapter, somebody who's performing tapa, who's performing yoga, who is performing tapa, austerity, following, most importantly, hearing from the shastra, Okay? Jana Chakshus. Shastra Chakshus. A person who is the endeavoring transcendentalist can see all this clearly. This means the soul changing bodies. But a person whose mind is not developed, Krishna says, his mind is not developed. He cannot see what is taking place, although he may try to. So the word out is yatanto pyakrit. Akrit means they don't have the piety. It takes piety to see the soul. It takes piety to see the super soul. So they're lamenting and they haven't given up all their material desires, and therefore they cannot see the soul. Utkramatam, ukramatam, shariram vapi, bunjana na gunavitam, vimudo nanush pashyanti, vimudo, the fool, vimudo nanu pashyanti, pashyanti, jana chakshushaha, pashyanti means jana shaks, whose eyes have been trained in knowledge. They can see. Not that everyone can see. They can see. Their eyes have been trained in knowledge. And vimura nanu, those who are foolish, they cannot see. So this verse says that the foolish, Krishna calls them foolish. The foolish, they cannot understand how the soul quits its body. You know, Swamiji, Professor Katatsky said, when you die, everything's finished. You know, my doggy, it went to doggy heaven. My doggy, he went to doggy. I love my doggy. He went to doggy heaven. Huh? They have so many ideas. But the foolish, they cannot understand how the soul quits his body, nor can they understand what sort of body he's enjoying under the three modes of material nature. But one whose eyes are trained in knowledge, he can see all this. He can actually see all of this. So, samaneya vrikshe purusho nimagno. Now this is an interesting word here, purusho, purusho. Because Krishna is called purusha sometimes, quite often he's called purusha, right? But here purusho doesn't mean Krishna. Samaneya vrikshe purusho nimagno, it means the living entity. This word purusho is used for the bad living entity who's trying to enjoy in this world. Purusha means he who's trying to enjoy this world. Krishna is also called the Purusha. But Purusha has meaning. It means the supreme enjoyer or the supreme male. So samaneya vrikshe purusho nimagno. Nimagno means to be drowned. Purushao namagno. Nishaya means to surrender to Maya. Shochanti means to laugh, to lament. Muya manaha means to be completely bewildered in mind. Jushtam yada. Pasyanti. Anyam isha. Anyam means another. Isham, who is the controller, who is the Lord. Asha mahimanam iti vita shoko. So if you're lamenting, this is the way to get free from the lamentation. Huh? If you're crying and you're at night and you want to get free of your lamentation, here's the directions. How to get free of lamentation. Okay? You want to know how to get free of lamentation? Okay. So this verse says, both the super soul, the paramatma, and the supreme soul, the super soul, the paramatma, and the jivatma, the small soul, the atomic soul, they are sitting like two friendly birds in a tree. The tree of the body. They're both there. God and the Atman. They're sitting like two friendly birds on the tree of the body. The atomic soul, the soul, the small soul, he is the enjoying bird. And when he tries to enjoy, what happens to him? He becomes absorbed in material sense gratification. He becomes drowned in the bodily concept of life. He surrenders to Maya. He becomes very bewildered in mind. And then he thinks there's no way that I can be delivered at all. Sound familiar? Huh? But, this verse says, if somehow or other the small soul, the tiny soul, the jivatma, he turns his face, he turns his attention to the big soul, the paramatma, the witnessing bird, and knows that he is the Lord and knows of his glories. Then the small soul, what happens? He becomes completely happy and he becomes free of all lamentation. This is the process. Nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko banat buhanam yo vadati kamam tam atmastam ye nupashyanti diras tesham shanti shashvati. Shanti shashvati, uninterrupted peace. Tesham shanti shashvati, unadulterated peace. Netare sham. I love this verse. It's one of my favorite verses. Because it's a very non-judgmental, very non-sectarian description of God. Sometimes when you're out in the world, there are different kinds of preachers, and they want to convince you of their version of God. You know, we have these preachers in the United States, born again preachers. Accept the blood of Jesus. You have to be washed in the blood of Jesus. You know, or else you're going to go to hell. You know, like this. This is their preaching. You know, sometimes you see this. So, what's nice about the Vedic Shastra is there's a very mellow, non-judgmental description of God. It's non-sectarian. It's something that anybody can accept if they listen to it with gentle hearing. So, nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vadati kamam. There's one chief eternal amongst all the other eternals. And there is one supremely conscious living being amongst all the other conscious living beings. Just the facts. No hysterics. Except the blood of the Lamb. You are an infidel or I'll blow you up. No hysterics, just the facts. When we were a child, we had this show called Dragnet. Joe Friday, he was a cop. It's a popular show on TV when I was a child. And he would go and he would be doing his police work and he would always have this phrase, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Whenever somebody would get hysterical, you know what, I think this, and he would say, no, just the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Just the facts. Just the facts. So this verse is just facts. Huh? No hysterics about God. No, if you don't accept the blood of the Lamb, you're going to be go to hell. No, bow down to Mecca or else we're going to blow you up. Nothing like that. Just simple facts. Therefore, what is the best preaching? What is the best preaching, Prabhupada? What is the best preaching? Anybody know? Go ahead. Okay, we'll accept that, but that's not what I'm looking for. Prabhupada said the best preaching is to give somebody a book. You know why? Because your 3-minute diatribe is not going to do a darn thing. Because they've heard it all before. Being washed in the blood of the Lamb, bow down to Mecca, they've heard it before, whatever it is. So you give them a book, and then you say to them, you know, go to a quiet place, and could you go to a quiet place sometime and read this book? That's what I always say to people when I give them a book. I say, could you go to a quiet place sometime and read this book? Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. Okay, you promise? Okay, see you later. So just the facts, non-hysterical, okay? Sometimes you find this in the Krishna conscious movement too, by the way, you know. I have a disliking for these. Sometimes you see a preacher and he'll say, and he wants to get everybody fired up. And I can understand, you know, I'm cool about it, but. I remember I was on Parikram one time in Brajmandala Parikram, and they were saying Jai Radhe, and I was exhausted, and I was sitting there, and I went, okay, Jai Radhe, and then I had this young guy in my face, Jai Radhe! Jai Radhe! You know, like this. And I said, back off a little bit, okay, please. Okay? Either you feel it or you don't, and I'm not feeling it right at this moment. So please, back off a little bit. But you know, I call this the Terry Anderson syndrome. You know who Terry Anderson was? Anybody know? Anyway, it's a long story. One time the United States was fighting a war in Beirut. And he got kidnapped by Muslims. And he was kept in prison by the Muslims. For a long time, he was with them for almost 7 years. They had him, and they were shuttling. Anyway, it's a long story. But anyway, he wrote a book afterwards, and he said there's two things he wanted to say about the Muslims. Whether you want to, anyway, I'm not dissing Muslims, don't get me wrong. But he said, I've never seen a combination of sexual perversion and religious fanaticism in one box. So when you get somebody in your face going, Jai Radhe! You know that he's having sex. It's as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? You know? It's just a simple thing, you know, because the guy is too, there's too much Rajagoon there, you know what I'm saying? And you can't capture Radhe by Rajagoon, trust me. You have to first get to Sattvagoon, and then maybe if you get the dust of the feet of the devotee and put it on your head, then maybe you can begin to get a glimpse of what Radharani is. Maybe. If you're lucky. So you don't get Radharani by screaming, Jai Radhe, I'm sorry, back down guy, you know what I'm saying? So we see this often, sometimes in our own movement. So this description is wonderful description of God, nityo, no, anybody can agree with it, non-sectarian, nityo, there's one chief eternal amongst all the other eternals. Who can't eat that one? Okay. When I read this the first time, when I was becoming a devotee, this was one of the verses I read. I said, oh wow, I can take this. So there's one eternal amongst all the other eternals. You're eternal, I'm eternal, there's a chief eternal amongst all the other eternals. And there's one supremely conscious being amongst all the other conscious beings. And what is he doing? That one supreme echo, he's fulfilling the common, the desires of the many, and he's supplying them with all of their necessities. Nice guy. He's a nice guy. Kaver, Manisi, Paribu, Swayambhur. Huh? He's a self-sufficient philosopher who has been fulfilling everyone's desires since time immemorial. What do you want? Asha u eva sarukama karya ti yantam evyo. Lokebya u ninisha te eka u Asha u eva sarukama karya ti yam ado ninisha te. By the mercy of the Supreme Lord, the living entity, he is engaged in pious activities so he can be elevated to the highest heavens. And by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, the living entity is engaged in impious activities so he can go to the deepest hell. What do you want? Huh? What do you want? That you can't have. You can't have it. So what do you want? You can go either way. So, nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam akho bahunam yogadati. He is the supreme eternal amongst all the other eternals. The chief eternal, he is the supremely conscious living being amongst all the other conscious living beings, that one supreme. He is fulfilling the desires of all the others and providing them with all of their necessities. Only a thoughtful person who has realized this supreme Lord within the core of his heart. How? Anupasyati, through the transcendental directions of the Guru Parampara system. He alone can achieve perpetual lasting peace and not any others. Okay, we'll go one more and then we'll call it a night. We'll go to the issue of Upanishad. Yastu savani bhuktani atmanyeva nupashyanti. Savabhukteshu chatmana tatona vijagushite. The one who sees everything in relationship to this Supreme Lord. They who sees all living entities as Krishna's parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything. He never hates anyone or any being. Yasmin savani bhutani atmai vahu bijanataha tatako moha kaso kam. Ekatvam anupasyataha. Ekatvam means oneness, but Prabhupada jumps all over this world right away. It does not mean oneness in quantity, it means oneness in quality. God is spirit, we are spirit. We just happen to be the fallen spirits. We are fallen. What's the symptom that we are fallen? Anybody know what the symptom that we are fallen is? Go ahead.
Body?
Yeah, there you go. We got a subtle body that's surrounding us, and we got a material body that's surrounding us. Dvavima purusha loke kshadas chakshara evijam. Kshadaha savani bhutani kuttasta kshara uchite. There are two classes of beings, the fallible and the infallible. Everyone in the material world is fallible. Hard to take. And everyone in the spiritual world is called infallible. Besides these two, there is another. Uttama purushasloke. Besides these two, there is another. Something else. Something wonderful. Something marvelous. There is another type of spirit He's something wonderful. He's something marvelous. He's another. He's a separate category of energy. There's only one person in that category of energy, and no one else can be in that category of energy. It's not that Krishna became God because he beat everyone else and he climbed to the top of the pile. It's not that Krishna is God because and we can become God if we just drag him down and we get up on top of him. It's not like that. Krishna is God because he's God. And he always was, and he's always will be, and there ain't nothing we can do about it, and it's about time we got over our problem. Okay? And besides, he's a nice guy. Okay? He's a nice guy. We're the bad guys. And when you understand that, then the relationship with Krishna can begin. People are running around going, Rasa, 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 I want to be a gopi. Let me be a gopi. Gopi, 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 gopi. Okay, great. Be a gopi. We're not against gopis. Okay? They go to Vrindavan. I want to get gopi bhav. I want to get gopi bhav. They don't have a clue. What's the bhav of Krishna? What is the bhav? You know what the bhav is? I'll tell you a great secret. I'm going to tell you the deepest secret of all secrets. You want to hear a great secret? I'll tell you what the bhav is needed. Not gopi bhav. Not cowherd bhav. I can tell you the bhav. You want to know what the bhav is? Oh, great. Somebody wants to know. The bhav is I am sorry. Okay? For us, that's the bhav. When you approach God, Krishna, with this mood, I am sorry. Then gopi bhav is right in your hands. But first, that's got to be the mood. So don't worry about gopi bhav. Don't worry. Just come to that point. I made a mistake. I came to this awful place. I rebelled against you. That's what God is trying to teach us, guys. Okay? That's why the place is a miserable place. It's a school. It's not that God wants to torture us, okay? He's not in the torturing business. He's in the loving business. But we got to learn something fundamentally necessary. There's something necessary that we need in order for rasa to take place. And that is, you are great and I am small. That is great, that you are the shelter and I'm the one in need in shelter. That is that without you I am nothing. And that I'm sorry for screwing it up and coming to this material world. When that bhav is there, then every other bhav is possible. But before that bhav is there, there's no other bhav that's possible. So the first bhav for us in the material world is, I am sorry. Then everything else becomes possible. Okay? I've taken up too much time. Any questions? Nothing? Okay, let everybody go. Hare Krishna.